Before we start the shiur, I'd like to mention two nekudas. We were medayik yesterday from the lashon of Rashi. It says, "Boy, lamdoch she'ein lecha lochush lemaila lemala geila acheres." The whole shar maligera tahirim. All maligerim are tahirim, as long as it is not a gomel. So it would seem from this, if we have a behemoth that's a maligerim, we have nothing but to worry about, and it's permitted to be eaten. That is meiker hadin. There is a prima godim in Simen Pei on the Shach Sivkotan Aleph. He goes on the Shach. A Shach is speaking about that by Chayis we are not Seimech on the Simonim, we're not Boki on the Simonim, but he says, but by a Behemoth Tahire, this is as long as it's Malageire, Mafris Parsa. The Shachar would seem, and by Chayis, we have to go with a Mesoira, because we're not Boki in the Simonim, but by Behemah, he wants to say that there's no problem. But the Chochma Sodom, in Simen Lamedvov, Oisvov says, Avol Onu Bimdinaseinu Kaimolon Koisen Apoiskim, the chol has simonim sheba'ilam loimahani lahater elamash and nimsa alonu meyaveisainu. All the simonim will not help without a messiah. In the Chazainish, in Simon Yud Aleph, Aizdalet says, Onu noihagim bebehemais minig ha'ifis. Just like ha'ifis, without a messiah, we will not eat. So by behemis, we have the minik oifis. But this is a minik. This is not me'ikar adin. This is a minik. Va'akel mishum migdar milse. The purpose of these minhagim worlds, migdar milse. The nismatu halavavais. V'noyach lonu lahazik b'mesayra. Since we, this nismatu halavavais, to be Seimach on the Simonim, and all Simonim, a fellow one, Behemoth also, V'noyach lonu laharzik v'meseiris. So we only eat that what we have a meseiris to eat. V'av ledivrei ha-primegodim, the primegodim says by Behemoth there's no problem whatsoever, by Chayis there's a problem. So he says, after the Chochmas Adam, it's Sicha Osa, Mishun Minik Shekova Bechochmas Adam, V'sifroi hispashet b'chol eretz lite, and memeila sheshayin ungenumen geworden, that we don't eat only with a meseiris. V'ein lifroitz geder b'min hogon shal Yisrael. One should not be a peretz geder. V'daylonu b'bokor v'tzayin shebemeseiris. That's sufficient for us. And then Isaiah writes, Min hagenu shulei lechel min chodosh al yedei simonim. So by Emerson, it is not meiker adin. Meiker adin. This Rashi is 100%. I mean, that's what Rashi says. This is the only maligere that you have to, that is tamei. All other maligeres, if it's not a gomel, it is mutter. Afal pikein, that's meiker adin, but lemaise, it's a minig, a migdal milse, that Klal Yisrael only eats the minim that that is a Maseiras Av. Another thing I'd like to mention is the Marim Mekoymes got the Sichas Chulim brings down all these Marim Mekoymes. The Malbim in Shmini, the Malbim in Shmini, Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, he brings down that on the Pasuk Ves HaChazer, so the Pasuk says the HaChazer is, even though it's Mafris Parsa, Geiro Lo Yigo, it's not. So he brings down that is brought down a, there's a chazer that is called Tayasu, which can be found in South America. And it's a chazer, and it has, it's Malagere, it's Mafris Parsa, and he says it's not kosher. So he says a reason why is it not kosher. So he is Mirdik Medayik the Lashonis. The Pasuk says Vuhu Geira Loy Yigo Beloshin Osit. Geira Loy Yigo. Ratzalaima Shegam Hamin Mimenu Shehishil Tsas Inyan Geira. There's an Indian of Malageira by him. Al Yidei Talit Kevis, it has four stomachs. Loi Tushlam Loi Boy Hateva Pula Zois. Ki Lois Bishinov, he has teeth. This Chazer has teeth, so he doesn't have the complete Indian of Malageira. An Indian of Malageira is that Fakir, that the whole digestion comes about through the Alos Geira, but who Geira, so he started being a Malageira, but lo yigo, lo yigo. Now, this, he brings down our Gemara, God, our Gemara is choyzer from this. The Gemara had a Hava Mine, that one of the Simonim of a Malageira is that it doesn't have front teeth. The Gemara falls off from this. The Gemara says only that this is a simon. If it doesn't have front teeth, so it's a raya, that it's a Malageira. But he says that Vaker, that's a raya, that it is not a shleimistik Malageira. That's what he wants to say. So here the Shtikel Ha'ore, the Pasuk says by a Shofon, the Pasuk says that, Ki Malai Geirohu, Uparsa Loi Hifris. By a Shofon, now a Shofon also has teeth. That was the Raya from the Gemara. So the Gemara called it a Malai Geir, and that's how the Gemara proved that there's no Chesorin of teeth by a, it could be a Malageira with teeth also. And he's saying, Geira lo yigo, that's the Pasuk wants to include this to Isim, could Geira lo yigo. Could be he learned pshat, that even though here the Pasuk put down, that in order to be mutter, you need a shleimistik halos geira. That means you should not have teeth that are Messiah in the leis of the machel. So here the Pasuk is telling us, even though it's mafris parso, but it's not a shleimistik maligere. By a shofam, the Gemara is saying, even though it's a shtikel maligere, but you don't have to say because there it's missing the shleimis of the Malageira. It's missing one of the simoni taro, parsa lo hifris. So maybe it could be there, the Pasuk did not want to go into it, that you need a shleimistik of Malageira in order to be mutter. The Pasuk said a shofan is awesome because there's no afrosis parsa. But when it comes to Achazah, the Torah wanted to include in Achazah this Teisa, which is Maligeira. So here the Pasuk said, but Lo Yigor, it started but it's Lo Yigor. It's not a Shleimistik Maligeira since it has the Lakaponim. He speaks about this Sukhaza. Tonu, let us again start from the Gemara because we'll get clear there's a Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos. The bottom line of the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon Eilu Hein Simoni Chaye. So the Gemara interrupts right away. Why do you have to give Simoni Chaye? Chaye Bechlal Behemele Simoni. We know the simoni tare of a behemoth, so these are the same simoni tare for a chaya. Amar Rabzeire said, lahater chelbo. Now here we're giving the simoni of a chaya that the chelav is muta. V'ochi koma. Eilu hein simoni chaya shechelbo muta. Kol sheyesh lo Karnayim utlofayim. But here's Karnayim utlofayim. So Rashi says, Lahate chelba, vochi kama. Eilu simoni chaye leida shechelba muta. Sheyesh lo karnayim lekami meforish. What exactly karnayim means? What falls into the category of karnayim? Tlofayim tzipurne aproseis. L'chayre Rashi means it's mafreses parso. We'll see clearer in Tosfos. But Rashi means it's mafreses parso, that it's a chaya tahira, that it's sipornayim or also prosos. It's sipornayim are split. Sheyesh lo karnayim utlofay. Rabbi Doisa Oimer, yesh lo karnayim yatetzorech, Larzer al tlofayim. If it has karnayim, you don't have to be chayzer al tlofayim. Yesh lo tlofayim, tzorech larzer al karnayim. Abdaisi says if it has karnayim, you don't have to look if there's tlofayim. Yesh lo tlofayim, tzorech ato larzer al karnayim. So we have here a machlokes, and the Eimek machlokes will see clearer in Tosfos. We have a machlokes, the Chachomim and Rab Doise. The Chachomim said you need karnayim utlofayim, and Rab Doise says, because you need karnayim. Then don't worry about utlofayim. And then if he has the flayim, you still have to be mavara the karnayim. The keresh, and then there's an animal, a keresh, afapish, ein lo keren, achas, muti doesn't even need karnayim. One keren is also muta. Rekte gemore, klolohu, this is a klal, that if it has karnayim, the chaleb is muta. Rei eis, diyesh loi karnayim, utlofayim. It has karnayim, utlofayim, vechel bayosar, and the chaleb is os. So the Gemara says, Kruchais Boino. We need such karnayim which are kruchais. And kruchais, there are two pshotim. Kruchais, according to Rabbeisov, shall Rashi, kruchais means that they have to be layered one on top of the other. You see different layers of kerem. As the years progress, there's a layer that grows underneath the top layer. And Rashi learns, kruchais, they have to be round. And Bekitzer, the karnayim of an eis are not layered and are not round. So Memela, and that is the qualification of karnayim, either layered or round karnayim. So that is the qualification of karnayim vareishoyer, the kruchais. There the karnayim of a shoyer are layered and round, whatever the taich of kruchais means. V'chel bayosa. The chel of is osa. So you see, that is not the qualification of Karnayim, because Asher Lechelev is also. So the Gemara said, Charukais Bo'ina. There's another condition you need in Karnayim. They have to be with indentation, with niches. Shouldn't be smooth. Shouldn't be a smooth Karen. In Memele, the Karnayim of Asher are smooth. Frag the Gemara varei eis, the charukais. An eis, now the Gemara jumps back to an eis. They're niched. There's niches there. They're not smooth. Vechel bayosa. Let us see Rashi so far. Yata tzorich lachzer, shafilu nechtechu ragleo ksheir, according to Rav Doise, vechel bamuta. Shakarnayim simen muviku, if there's kanayim, so you know it's kosher, the chaylub is muta, no problem. Keresh chayi lakami meforishlo. Kruchai, so Narashi brings gildi layers, klipa al klipa, ke'en karnesha, that's kruchai. Charukais, meleis, pegimais, vecharitzim, there are niches in it. So the Gemara asks, Varei eis da charukais. So the Gemara asks, the Karen of an oyer, of an eis is charukais. Because Salke Daitoch, the Gemara held, Hoda bei mikruchais. Na Rashi had a kasha, and Taisus Mutzis are very stark with this kasha, that, we just said, it has to be kruchais. It has to be gildi. It has to be lay. So the master Asher is Leis, no, Asher is another Chesaron. When you come back to ask an Eis, and the Asher is smooth, it doesn't have niches. So the Mor says, Vareis the Charukais. So the Mor should have said, but I answered you, an Eis, you need Kruchais also. I told you need Kruchais. What are you asking at an Eis? So Rashi says, the Kasal Kedaita Choda by Mikruchais. The Gemara asked, if the Simon is Kruchais, so Asher is Kruchais. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, no, that's not the criteria. That criteria is not kruchais. The criteria is charukais. The kruchais sulai beina. So memele, so the Gemara is a good kasha. So you only need charukais. So you only need niches in the Karen. So why isn't A is no good? Let's go further in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Mufutzolais beina. Mufutzolais, full kairish pelas. You need, Sarashi learns pshat, that you need that the horns should fork out, like the horns of a deer, that they fork out from one horn, branches out into different halokim. That's the criteria. The criteria is you need karnayim mufutzolis, that branch out. Frag the Gemara v'rei tzvi de'ein mufutzolis v'chel by muta. Just let's remind us of Sarashi is a problem. A deer has branched out horns. What's the kasha from a deer? Sarashi being Sarai from this Gemara, the Gemara did not call a deer a tzvi. It's an ayol, ayol tarig alafike mayim. An ayol is a deer. In a tzvi, the Gemara means either a wild goat, a Steinbock, Rashi says, or a gazelle. Barei tzvi, the aim of utzola is vechel by muta. So the Gemara says, I asked you a kash about an ace. An ace has charukais. So you answered me, no, you need, that's it. You need mefutzolais. You need it to branch out. So the Gemara says, but a tzvi, a wild goat doesn't, or a gazelle, that's kosher, and they don't branch out. So the Gemara answers, chadurais beina. So there's two gersois, these are hadurais or hadudois. Hadurais means you need round, So then kuches doesn't mean round, kuches means layered, and hadures means round, like hadure de kante. Or v'geire chadudais, you need that the horn should be sharp. Chadudais beva. Hilkach. So now the Gemara comes to a summary. The Gemara summarizes Hilchas Kanai. Heichad mefatzla, if the horn branches out, leidina v'leidina, there's no shaila. That's a mahudadika horn, a mahudadika keren, to show that the chaylev is mutter. Heichad mefatzla, but if it doesn't branch out, ba'inon, so we need three conditions in order to ensure that this is a chaya, that the chelba is mutter. You need keruchais, which again is either layered or round. Chadurais, which is either hadurais or chadudais, that means either round or sharp. The charukais. And also it should be niches in the ker. Bohu de mivla chirkayu. Now when we speak about the niches, that the keren, the niches are one next to another, and one is nivla in the other. Vahainu sveike de iza kalchus. Now this is the suffix of iza kalchus. Now the Gemara mentions that there is a suffix with a iza kalchus. It's a type of an ace. That's the suffix of an iza kalchus. But we'll see if it will have all these three characteristics. Lubri ulbi kruchais, chadurais, vacharukais. You have nothing what to worry about. So you avoided the suffix of Iza Kalchus, because if it has all these three, so it is not an Iza Kalchus also, which is a suffix. Now the Gemara says, Vaiter Amaisa, Ahi Iza Kalchus, Davoi Bereish Geluse, that was by the Reish Geluse, they shechted it, the Oko, and they took out of it, Meloi Tzana de Tarba Mino, they took out a full basket of fat. Now the shaila is by this izad kalchus, is it a chaye or is it not a chaye? Rav Achoy osa, Rav Achoy, it was mesupik, maybe it's a behemoth. Rav Shmuel berei de Rabbi Abo ochal minei. He was sure that this is a chaye. Kori anavshe, he said on himself, mi pri pi ish tizba bitnoi. From what the pair of the ish says, that means I held lahaloche, that it is achaya, so tis babitnoi. So now it's tis babitnoi, I can eat the chaylev of this iza kalchus. Shalchu mitam, they send from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, hilchese kevose dishmu barei de Rabbi Abo. Meikeradin, we paskin like Shmuel, that take this Iza, the Kalchus, is Mutter. But Behizoru, Berabeinu, Achoi, Shemeyer, Eine, Goylo. He's Meyer, Eine, Goylo, he's a Rizike Talmud Chochem. So, even though we don't paskin like him, and he held it, Misopik, it's also, he was Misopik, you have to be very careful not to be matter befonov if he holds that it's sofik hosa. Can only be matter it befonov if he agrees that it's mutter. Now let us see Rashi. Bereitzvi de ein mefutzolois. So Rashi says lo yadano my koma. I don't understand the Gemara. The vadai mefutzolois ain't the. The horns of a tzvi branch out. V'nira ba'inai, shema she'onu koirem tzvi, lo'i ho'yu heim koirem tzvi. Chazal did not call this a tzvi. Elo oison ha'nikroim steinbuk, v'kanaim shalem einam et fatzolem, so this is either this wild goat or this gazelle. That's what they called a tzvi. So the Gemara asked, so why is it mutter? So the Gemara added on another tonight. Before we had kruchais, charukais. Now the Gemara says chadurais. Agulais shamati. They're round. So it's really how to say hadurais. Hadura decante. V'loi kishel eis shehen rechoveis. So that means the an eis is not round, it's rochem on one side, it's more or less triangular. And this is, in a tzvi, because this one more tonight, it has to be round. A tzvi is round. V'li nire, I hold, so Rashi wants to say a different pshat, the krucha is hain agulot. And before already, we mentioned this tnai of round. Kedam ababab kame gabi sichin the ma'oreis. Moses says a boyer is kricha, it's round. Bepcheres gabi nami gabi zonov hagdi doimel shel chazir. It also says kricha, it's round. Behochi garsinen chadudois. This is the Marab Ranschenburg. Kein karne ayel etzvi shechadin lemailo. They're sharp. Hilkach. So the Gemara feels kiven the ikem et futzolos. There are other chayes who have horns that branch out. The ike the lav mefutzolos, and there's other kanaim that don't branch out. So the din is like this. Seichet the mitzle leidina v'leidina klaim ein lahare v'lachzach asimen acher she'ein pitzel bekarni b'eimer. This is zicher achaye and nothing what to talk about. Seichet the lav mefutzolites. But what if it's not, doesn't branch out? Kegoin tzvi, like the Steinbuch. Bo'inam chadurais keruchais v'charukais. So now we need all these three simonim conditions. The nepek misveika de kulo. Now we solve all our sveikas. Charukes, it should be niches. Lafuki misveika de shayr. Chadurais, if you learn it's round. Lafuki me eish ein rechavais. And kruchais, also lafuki name misveika de eis. That it's his layers. Fa'af al gav de shel eis einon chadureis. So if chadureis means it should be round and the eis is not round, so why do you have to say kruchais? Tafukinami tu tnoyim. Kruches means it has to be layers, and chaduris means it should be round. Ba'af al gav de shel eis einon chaduris, so why do you need two miles lafukim eis? Ba'yesh eis kalchus, sheshmoy eis, v'karnov chaduris v'charukais. The karnayim of this A's are round and niched. Mesavkalon imina de A'su. So if you want to avoid this A's, it should be also kruchais that it should have layers. V'mivle charkayu charitzeim tchufais usmuchin umuvloin zebozeh. The niches in the kanayim are samuch one next to the other. Mavloim zebaze, behainu sveike de easy kachet. This is the suffix shekarnov chadurais vacharukais. The kanayim are chadurais vacharukais. A misafkelon, kiven the chadurais vacharukais chayu. The yisoid of the suffix is another suffix. The yisoid of the suffix is because these, it doesn't have these, since it has these two simonim, it's round and it's niche, so it's a chaya. Oidul makivin the shmoi eis, min behemu. So there was a suffix. So therefore, if you want to avoid this suffix, make sure that his lay is also so tzicha not, and these are the kalchis, so it's tzicha muta according to everyone. The oker malay tana de talba minei lachashchita tziyua mimeya. Mi pri pi ish bischar sheshamati vikibauti shehu muta bitni saveya mimeno. So my stomach is satisfied. Vizoru berabeno achoi linig boi kovoid v'lodain lefonov kalochi yishibidan lefonov kalocha ad sheyachsabai. That means don't say you're wrong. Shilodain lefonov kalochi. V'loi la'atira befonov ma shehu oiser shemeyer einei goylohu is meyer einei goylohu samameyle chas v'sholem. You shouldn't be mezalzel bekvoidai. God, I just saw in Aleinu L'Shabeach something a little similar. He brings down and he brings down that upsay. Rav Moshe once told a bochum that he left the yeshiva and he's going back to Einas Manim. So he says, you're going back to shul, so Stoma the Rav, Bein Mincha L'Mayrev, learns Mishnayis with the Balabatim, and, no, you're a Ben Teire, so you'll take a Gemara, and you'll go in a corner, and you'll learn Gemara, man. Not a Balabos. He says, you don't know. The Rav could be Nivka, that means he's only, and the Balabatim will learn from you also, like this, just like you don't go to the Shir from the Rav, they also don't have to go. My Sarab. They'll speak from but they're about kaponim, it's how they show it, that they're not going. So first of all, you have to be in the covet of the Rav. So he said, when you go back by the Shir, between Mincha and Meirik, you sit there together with the Mishnayis and learn the Mishnah, and listen to the Shir on Mishnayis, even though it's a Shir portion. Now, let us see Taisvis. Look, Taisvis, Eilu hain andaf nun tesa med alef. Eilu hain simone chaye. Kol sheik. Now we had over here a machloikis the chachomim and rabdoisa. We have to understand what's flying here. The chachomim said simone chaye ayeshle konayim v'yeshle tlofayim. And rabdoisa said that Yesh lo kanayim atatzorich larsar al tlofayim. So what is this machloikis? So we have a machloikis, the rivom and the rabbeinu tam. So the rivom is like Rashi. Kanayim osi lafuki mibahime. The kivin, the yesh lo kanayim chalukais ukruchais kidulakamon in kain la behemu. Kanayim is a simin that it's a chay. Avolakati ikelis fuki bechayet meye. Maybe it's a chayet meye. Lekach beinen tlofayim prosois hasnukais. So that means there's two shailas over here. It, first of all, so shall it a chaye? Lemay nafkamin if the chaylev is mutter. Then there's a nafkamin if it's a tahira. So karnayim comes to be mevarer that it's a chaye. And Tlofayim comes to be Mevarim, that it is a Tahira. Tachbin and Tlofayim process has tukis. Tahash the lekel is fuki, loy bechayet meya, veloy bebehema Tahira. He says, the Kanayim tell me it's a chayet, not a behema, and the Tlofayim tell me it's a Tahira. The chelba muta. That it seems that's what Rashi said, because Rashi said tlofayim tzipone aprosais. That means lachere. That is the cimentare tzipone aprosais. It's mafris parsa. That is what the Chachamim hold. Rabbi Doise Oimer, Ko sheyesh lo kalnayim kalnei chaye, yata tzorich lachzer ala tlofayim, the sovar de chaya tmeya ein lo kalnayim. That Rabbi Doise holds, if it has these kalnayim of a chaya, so memele, there's no chaya tmeya does not have kalnayim, and if it has these kalnayim, automatically it is a chaya tmeya. Fine. So we have here a machloikis, the way the Rivam said pshat, we have a machloikis the Chachamim and Rabbi Doise, what Birur do you need to be mevarer that this is achaya tahira? Rav Doise says kanaim alone is enough, and the Chachamim hold no, you need also a simen of tlafayim to be mevarer that it is a tahira. Vahashte tzorich loima hodis nam beperik bosimin. There's a Mishnah in Meseches Nida. If it has Karnayim, you can be assured it has Tlofayim. If it has Karnayim, you can be sure it's a Tahira. So it comes out that Mishnah is Rabdaisi. The way the Rivam Lohem Shat, that Kufa was the Machloikis, Rabdaisi and the Chachamim, the karnay is karnayim abir on the tar of the chaya. Rav Doise said, if it is karnayim, it's a chaya tahira. A chaya tmeya doesn't have karnayim. The Chachamim hold no, it could be a chaya tmeya, no also have karnayim. Rav Doise, dil rabbonin, omri kinami yisla karnayim. Akati ikel esvuki dil me chaya tmeyi, kach Perish Rivam. This is the Rivam's pshat, and the Chayr Rashi also learned like that. Rabbi Netam Perish, and just let's look at the Lashon HaGemara that we just learned. Eilu hein simoni chaye. So Moshe, when he simonim, Omer Abzeire, lahate chelbo. So the dion is, what are the simoni chaya lahate chelbo? That's what we're speaking about. So Mamela, so the Rabbi Natan says, the yesh loy tlafayim dekom alay osi la ruye shechaya tahoirohi. Not the way the Rivam says, that kanayim tell me it's a chaya, tlafayim is coming to tell me it's a tahoirohi. No. The Gemara is saying, what do you need simonim over here? We're just trying to be mevar. When is it achaye that chelb is muta? Umefarish achi, ko sheyesh lo kanayim, kide mefarish pesomuch, kanayim hefe batzure, kruche, chruke, chadure, vegam yesh lo tlofayim, Ketalfei Chaya. Now, could be they bring a picture in the art scroll also. The Tumani Chel brings a picture that the Tlofayim of a, the Rosh says, the Tlofayim of a Chaya are Aruchois Vechadois. They're narrow and long. And a behema of the chavais, they're wide. That's the difference between, everything is split, their hooves are split, but a chaya has long, narrow hooves, and a behema has thick hooves. Now, so memele, we're speaking about now, what is the simon of a chaya that the chaylev is mutter? So the chachamim said, you need two simonim. Need a simon of karnayim, but it's all these conditions of karnayim. It's krucha, it's charuka, it's adura, and that's one simon, but that's not enough. You have to have another simon that has tlofayim of a chaya. That means long, narrow hoops. That's what the chachamim hold. Lekach ba'inon shnei simonim, you need two simonim, the tavayu lesnu bishum behemah. You won't find a behemah that has these two simonim. And that's what the Chachamim hold. And what does Rav Doisa hold? Rav Doisa hold, nah, as long as it has karnayim, that's a raya v'tzachay. V'chiporech, when the Gemara asked Akasha, v'harei shoyer dik'uchais, the Gemara asked, a shoyer has karnayim, so the Akasha doesn't begin according to the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, we said we need narrow hoofs. A shoyer doesn't have narrow hoofs. So what are you asking a kasha on a shoyer? You have to talk about that the kanayim are no good. It doesn't have the hooves of a chayim. Daf min zogin. But the kasha is according to Rav Doisa. Rav Doisa said that what? The kanayim alone is a simen on a chayim. Rav Doisa por leivori elechad. The Rabbona Lashani lay Shay less lay Tlafayim Kitlafe Chay. According to the Rabbona, you don't have to go into details how the Kanaim have to look. I just said you need thin, narrow hoops. Asher doesn't have thin, narrow hoops. Fine. So Bekitzer, so far what we have here, the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that the Sugya, the Machloikis, the Chachamim and Rav Doisa is in Hilchis Chaya. How many simonim do you need to prove that this is a chaya? The Chachamim hold you need karnayim and tlofayim, chaya hooves, and Rabbi Daisy says, as long as you have karnayim, this is sufficient. Fine. Ach, tzas kosher. The Rabbi Netam got stuck. Dama lekamon, Golui v'yedue shabahima t'meye meruba la tahira. The Rabbeinu Shalom knew that the behema t'meye is meruba la tahira. Lefikach mona hakosu b'tahira. That's why the Torah mentioned the Torah. Mashme, the ein shum behema tahira kim oisam amenuyim sheir v'kesev v'eis. So the Gemara would seem further that the Torah said the Tahirim, there's a multitude of behemoths tmeis, and that's what the Torah just mentioned, the Tahirim, which is Shoy Kesevais. Va'oisam les lohu loy karnayim kekar yechaya v'loy tlofayim kitlofay chaya. So what is the kasha? So the kasha, so why do you need two simonim? Why do you need, according to the chachamim, why do you need two simonim? These three, there's only three behemoths Torah, Shoyer Kesevais. These three behemoths don't have kanayim like a chayah. So finished. So you want to know, is it a chayah or a behemoth? So you need two simonim to tell me it's a chaya. The whole deen is it a shei kesev ha'is or is it a chaya? If it doesn't have karnayim, it's finished. Or if it doesn't have tlofayim, it's finished. So why do you need two simonim? That's a kasha and the Rabbeinu Tam. V'yesh lo'ima, so the Rabbeinu Tam was chayza. Nupshat now. V'yesh lo'farish hochi, Kol sheyesh loy kanayim greido kekarnei chayim chel bay muta, oy sheyesh loy tlofayim kitlofay chayim kemoy kein ein lesfuki bebeim. Oh, now the Rabbeinu Tam was chayza. You don't need two simonim taka. You don't need two simonim. Either one. Either you have kanayim, which we said the kanayim have three conditions, or you have tlofayim. And that one, either this or this. So it comes out, before it came out, the Chumum Ramachma, you need two simonim to show the Tzachai. Now my time says, no, the Chumum Ameiko. They said, either simon is sufficient, either Tanayim is sufficient, or Telafayim is sufficient. Rabbi Doisi Yoyma, Yesh lo Kalnayim, Kikarnichayich Helba Muta. יש לו תלפיים כתלפי חיה, אקתי כלספוקי בבהמה. He's choylik on the Chachamim. You said tlafayim is also a good simen. The yesh talfei chaye doimois ki talfei beheime. There are talfei chaye. There are talfei chaye which are doime to talfei beheime. So what does that mean? So the Maram Shif says Pshat in Taisvis. The Maram Shif says Pshat as follows. He says like this. Talfei behemes shalonu. He says the behemes that we only know three behemes. Shir kesebeis. Einai doimen le talfei chaye. That's true. So that means if you according, he's tining on the Chachamim like this. He's tining the Chachamim. That the Chachamim said that if you look at the Tlafayim, you see these Tlafayim, they're long and narrow. You know it's not a Sheir, it's not an Eiz, it's not a Kesev. Finish. You say it's no problem. That's what you say. Zuktam Aram Shif, Avol Rabdeisa Tainet, Avol Yochel Iyais, Talfei, the behemoth we know, Sheir Kesev Eiz. אבל יוכל להיות תלפי חיה שאיני מוצי בינינו. Could be there's a chaya that is not מוצי בינינו. That means, according to Rav Doisa, but here's the kanayim, it's a chaya. We don't know all the chayas. The behemoths we know. We don't know all the chayas. So let's say they will find a chaya that they'll bring from a faraway land, and it's lofayim, a daime to a behemoth. Looks more like it's not so thin and narrow. She'ein kol achayis toiris mitzuyim beineinu. That means all the behemoth toiris we have, but not all the chayis toiris we have. Now, they're going to bring a chayis toira. They found in America, they found a chayis toira that has horns, and it's tak a chayis. But the tlafayim look like a behemoth. Looks like a behemoth. So what is it? It's kosher. It's a chaya. It's a chaya. But you said, so now we know this now we'll have this chaya imported from America. It's we have a chaya, there's proper horns. But now we know this talfei chaya looks already behemish a little. It's more of a, it's not as thick, but already it looks more or less like talfei tlafu from a behemoth. Now, if you're going to say that the criteria is, if you want to know what a chay is, you can check by the tlofim. So you're going to check the tlofim of a different chay. You say you can check by the tlofim also. You're going to check the tlofim of a different chay, and you know this, the Rav said, is a chay. And here his tlofim are not too chayedic. So you're going to say, but that's also called tlafayim of a chaya. So you're going to get a hold of a behemoth that will have the same tlafayim like this chaya, and you'll say, the Chachamim said that tlafayim is a simen of a chaya, and I have a chaya. These tlafayim look like those tlafayim. This, let me read over the lashon of the Maram Shif. Lekach, ein la'asei simen betlafayim greida. You can't make a simen betlafayim greida. Loimar im yovei dover lefonech hoshata mesupik by mahu bot kuvet lafayim im doima letalfei chayim shayesh loimar doima letalfei eze chayim v'lochi have a behemet yovei tois mizeh shetidamei lepomim leumes chayish einei motzoi shletalfei doima leshal behemet. So you can never rely on the tlofim, because if you're going to say tlofim is also a simen, so Memela, you can end up saying that the chaylev of a behemoth is mutter. That is the machloikis. So now, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, Bekitza, the Chachamim hold, Anegei Elonu, we can be boidik, we can be soimach antlofayim, we can be soimach antlofayim and konayim of a chaye, And Telfayim, from what we know, the Telfayim of a Chaya are different than a Baim. Rav Daisy said, no, you have to be Chayish. You might end up with a Chay that the Telfayim are similar to a Baim. Fine. Vahashte. Now, so Al Kaponim, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Mishnah in Nida that says, Kol sheyesh loy knafayim, shekanayim, his kanayim yesh loy klafayim, which according to the Rivam, Taisa said, it's only going according to Rabbi Taisa, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's going according to everyone. That Mishnah speaking about Toyer, is it a Tahir or a Tmeyer? So the Mishnah says if it has karnayim, it's zicha toher. It's zicha toher. The chol sheyesh loy karnayim yesh loy tefayim, it's also kikul alma. The rabbon and maidi, chol sheyesh loy karnayim yesh loy proseis stukais. Right. So memele, that's pshat and rabbeinu tam. Ach kosh al perise, the Gemara is a kasha. Arei eis sheyesh loy karnayim utlafayim. Now, according to, we have a machlokes the Rivam and the Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Rivam, tlafayim means it's kosher, it's not a tome. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, tlafayim means it has tlafayim of a chaya. It has karnayim of a chaya, and it has tlafayim of a chaya. So it seems the tlafayim of an eis look chayadik. It doesn't look like a tlafayim of a shoyl. V'arei eis sheyesh loy karnayim utlafayim. Mistome havi ahu tlafayim the eis kitalfei v'chaye k'may tlafayim the barais. The Gemara asks it. An eis has tlafayim. So it seems that the tlafayim of an eis, the tlafayim of an eis is similar to tlafayim of a chay. And the Gemara is asking a kasha. So, v'lom alei lemei mertalti dike beis, kiven de bechatzagi lahatechelpa. Now, Tosfos asks a kasha, but the kasha is not too good. The kasha is halfway. Right. This is asked the kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara asked the kasha an eis. Why is an eis chalva also? It has karnayim betlofayim. So this is asked, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you don't have to ask about tlofayim. Karnayim is also enough. According to Chomet Tafayim is also good, but Kanaim is also good. So Taisa is a kasha, why does he have to mention Tarti? Fine, this is a ha'ore. The Marsha asks, but Ophiyamis is Gamken kosher. The Marsha asks, it's not only a kasha on the Makshin. The Makshin asks, you know, an Eiz has all Milas, it has Kanaim, it has Tlafayim, it should be a Chayim. So what does the Gemara answer? It doesn't have Kanaim. Fine. But it has Tlafayim. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam said according to the Chachomim, Tlafayim is also a simin to be matter. So the Masha says, Taisus doesn't feel like the Kasha, but the Kasha is much better. If an ace has Tlafayim, if you look at the picture, that the Tlafayim talk of an ace are narrower than that of a Sheh. So Memela, so it's a good Kasha of the Amis. That's how the Mashor says Pshat. V'arei eis d'charukais. The Gemara asked the Kasha, first the Gemara asked the Kasha on a, the first the Gemara asked the Kasha on a eis. So most of you need kruchais. Let's say kruchais means you need scales. Vereisher de kruchais vechel by osa. So the Gemara says, you need charukais, it has to be niches. Like the Gemara vereis de charukais. So there's a big kasha.
So the was game on its chalukas, but I just told you need kruchas, you need it to be scaly also. So Rashi said the Gemara understood that the whole simon is chalukas. You know, the Gemara was chayzer from kruchas. Let's see Tais. Perish bekunt, was the salke daitin, to hold the baby kruchas. Buki simna chalukas, the whole simon is chalukas. The kruchas sulai bina. The time of Rekta Gemara, good, the matching held like that. Melishan, he laid the Tavaya, Mina. What is all of a sudden he has to go into Timothy's? Tell him the truth. You need Kruchais and Charukais. So you finished. So all your problems are solved. In Akasha of A's, he said you need Kruchais scales. He said, Shoyer scales, you need Charukais, you need the niches also. So finished. So he says, Nais has niches. Yeah, but you need kruchis also. I feel that the Makshin misunderstood him, but let the Tatsim tell him that is the Tatsim. Hey, because all the night of the other way, me kruchis, wukisim na kruchis, me kruchis su lebina, the tema, will be shani later to buy you being a kruchis a kruchis. Oid besamach de binen kruchis, u kruchis, Pachadurais, a mile isagi bekruches, pachalukis, but kept the whole problem was a shir and an ace. So, on a shir, it's not good because you need chalukis. An ace is not good because you need kruches, you need scaly. Meforish of Yvon, not like Kashi. Not that the Kashi was ace, we took care of already. Meforish of Yvon, the high varay ace, me izo kalchus porich. This kash is not on a poshet eis. A poshet eis, I told you, a teretz. You need kruchais, you need scales. He is a kalchus polish. The kruchais, the charukais. It has scales. It has niches. Vaval pikein, chel boi osa, laman da osa lo besomach, according to Chavachoy, it's osa. Vaval gav de la silcha sikye bosei, good, we don't pass no a Chavachoy, Poch alibay eichem aposher lebreise. Umishani mefutzolis binen. Oh, that's like a bit of a kasha. If I hold the kalchus is also, even though it's kruchais and charukais, so it's bitter. So he said you need mefutzolis. Then the Gemara says v'reitzvi. At eich edolay mitzalon, ve'inen kruchais, charukais, v'chadurais. And the Gemara says, you need three times. Ve'kruchais v'charukais levad, lo isagi, kruchais, charukais, long is not enough, mishamisa de kalchus. Now, there's a gilsa from the Rishash, which will come, will be a little clearer. Well, this is the Rishash Gis. Ubachadurais, ukruchais, nami loisagi. Vishel sher nami kruchais vachadurais. Agulais. He's then explaining chadurais means adulais peresh rishon shel Rashi. Vegam chadin berashem leperesheni shel Rashi. So now, so now the Gemara is saying you need three tanoim. Ubachadurais, ubachrukis, nami loisagi, mishamei, staf, ukrabinim, kol kloso. That's why you need all three. You need all three to make sure that an ize the kalchas also you shouldn't come to eat. So therefore you'll have all three kruchais, charukais, and you need chadurais also. Look at me, Kotlosov. Hi, who the Mivla Chilkayu, the Gemara mentions before, who the Mivla Chilkayu, according to Kloyma bin Yenacha and Acharika Simen. It's nothing to do with the but these are the kalchus. This is some of the attach in Charike. Ella, the suffix of Ize, the Kalchus, Ella Chaduris. The Laman Doma Eis Kalchus Chayu, the boy Kalchaduris, period. The Koshik Tzatz, according to the Ribom, Davila the Porsh Pedia, Vrei Eis the Kalchus. If the whole Sugi is going on an Eis the Kalchus, so the Gemara should have mentioned it, given the Me'ez Kalchus Kaporish. Vigam haloshin mashmisha bolipsay kaloch eichad doloy mipsalay. Like this, it's where he says the whole Gemara is only going according to Rav Achoy, and we don't paskin like that. V'yesh loyma, so Tosis has a nupsha. V'yesh shum min eis, v'kaneh kruchais v'charukais. It's a type of an eis, not an eis the kalch, the kalch. And he porich, v'loy mi eis the kalchus. V'hash te koshapil, Sveike the easy kalchus amiblachil kayu. So now Taisu says, according to this chat, we can say like this: there is a certain ace that has kruches vecharukes, and that was the Gemara's kasha. And on that, the Gemara said you need mitzolis or chadures. And the suffix of easy the kalchus is a different suffix. Is it called charukais? Because if you need ivla chilkayu, and it seems that is not ivla chilkayu, or you don't need ivla chilkayu, and the emes and the loshen of Gemara is mashma like this. Vuhu de mivla chilkayu, aine sveike de iza kalchus. So that's how Tosfos learns chat in the Gemara.